6. As I go to my first guest now, I'm often reminded of the debate that we often have on this show, and it's not just before the election or during the election. It's also been after the election. Is the media right? Is the media left? Who owns this? Who owns that? And the bottom line is there are a lot of people out there, a lot of pundits and others, that rail against, you know, corporate this and corporate that. And if it weren't for corporate something, those people wouldn't even have a paycheck. Joining me now is David Matheson. David is author of the soon-to-be-released book, Be the Media, the first solutions-oriented book to address the problems of media monopoly. Be the Media helps independent artists create and distribute their content without selling their royalties, rights, or souls in the process. Joining us from San Francisco is David Matheson. David, thanks for being with us today on the Tony Trupiano Show.
Hi, Tony. Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. I don't want to sell my soul. And, you know, listen, I work for a great company, but they're certainly not a corporate conglomerate. And, you know, let me just ask you, David, to comment on what I said, that there are a lot of people that make very handsome sums of money, whether they be authors, whether they be radio show hosts, whether they be recording artists, that are always railing against the machine but have no problem cashing that check.
Yeah, that's true. It's difficult these days to get your message out there, whether you're a journalist or whether you're a radio talk show host or an independent filmmaker or just a musician trying to get a CD cut or an author trying to get a book published. You know, the cards are really stacked against the independent these days. So that's really what I looked at, you know, when we were involved in trying to get Be the Media written. We went out there and tried to find all those folks, you know, success stories of people who are actually working outside of mainstream media and around the corporate conglomerates in order to get their messages out there. So it was about 3 years in the desert, Tony, of trying to find success stories. But fortunately, there are ways of getting your messages out there without, you know, sort of signing your soul over. Because at the end of the day, what we found was most of those people that were signing deals with large corporations, whether it was a musician signing on with a large label, or an author signing on with a publisher, or a cartoonist signing on with a syndicate, we found that in the long run, they were actually losing most of their royalties or a large percentage of their royalties and giving up their copyrights to these large conglomerates. And sometimes it actually made more sense for independent artists to start small and build up a base by themselves so that when the corporate conglomerates did come knocking later on, they built up a large revenue stream and had a better negotiating position.
You know, David Matheson, let me ask you this simple question. Do you fault people, especially those with a progressive voice, for using the system that's already there and, you know, for their ends? I mean, if playing devil's advocate here, David, I can say, well, all right, I signed a deal with Simon & Schuster and I got $1 million signing bonus. But, hey, you know, my message is going to get out to more people this way.
That's a good point, and you know that's certainly the argument that a Michael Moore, a filmmaker, or such as Michael Moore, or radio talk show host such as yourself, or other progressives such as Amy Goodman, would make. And it's an interesting argument. You know, you really want to get your message out there as wide as possible. And how do you do that without, you know, enriching those corporations that you're railing at? But to some degree, you know, when you look and you scratch the surface of that, even Michael Moore had tremendous amount of what we would call censorship with regard to both book publishing and his film. If you think about what happened with his book, Dude, Where's My Country, which was published by a Murdoch entity, they held up his book. He writes about it, and he spoke about it quite extensively. They held up the publication for his of that book for about 9 months after 9/11, and were forcing him, September 11th, 2001, forcing him to rewrite, in his own words, you know, 50% of the book, and he refused, but they still held up the book for 9 months. The same thing could be said for Fahrenheit 9/11. We all remember what Disney did in dropping him as far as distribution goes, and then he had to run around and find another distributor. Now, all that, of course, led to lots of visibility and additional, you know, coverage, and you know, even bad press can be good press. So, but my point being that you have to be very careful who you sign contracts with, because, you know, you may think that you're going to get additional visibility and then find out, you know, if the chips are down, that that additional visibility dries up.
All right. Now, David Matheson, the only correction that I want to be sure to make is that I did not get a $1 million signing bonus when I decided to do this show. I did. trust me, that is the truth. And, you know, listen, at some level, and I will be honest with you, I could make a lot more money as a consultant, as you well know, David Matheson, than doing my radio show. I could easily opt out of the show and make much more money as a media consultant, which is what I do in the other half of my life. You know, there is a certain sense of, I believe, obligation and true love of my craft. I mean, I like being on the air. I like communicating a progressive message. I like being liberal. I like arguing with my listeners. I mean, I enjoy doing that. I mean, there's, you know, and I'm not saying that this is altruistic, because that would be the inappropriate way to put it, but I do think that I feel a sense of civic duty to do what I do.
That's a great point. And, you know, I think you're absolutely correct. You know, one of the things that we're trying to show in Be the Media, the book, is that the reason that we tackled sort of all the media in one book, there's a chapter on how to self-publish a book, there's a chapter on how to self-syndicate a radio show, how to create a no-budget film, and the reason we tied it all together is it's sort of the same things you're talking about. You know, you could make more money as a media consultant, and you make a lot of money, but at the same time, it's great to have the radio show. You know, you are the expert. You know, you don't have to go out, you, Tony Truppiano, don't have to go out and be booked on a radio show. You are the one who does the booking. So you've got a great platform from which to get additional clients to your consulting business. And what we're trying to teach in Be the Media, again, because conglomerates are tying people's hands with regard to distribution, what we're saying in the book is, if you are a media consultant, why not go out? It's really inexpensive these days to actually create even not just a radio show, but an internet-based radio show, or do some podcasting on the radio, and consider working from the radio show to create, possibly self-publish your own book, or syndicate columns from your website and from the radio show out to newspapers. So we're trying to teach people on an individual level what the corporate conglomerates are doing on a corporate level, which is there's real synergy in media. And I think at an individual level, people are starting to get that. You know, you've got the TrueTonyShow.com website, you've got your media consulting business, and you've got a radio show. All of these things allow you to get to reach more people with your progressive message. And that's a positive thing.
It is a positive thing. And I think that, and when we come back from the break, David Matheson, we'll get into this more in detail, but we're not just talking about print or electronic media. We're also talking about being a recording artist. I mean, there are lots of other ways to send a message that don't have to be tied into this huge corporate machine that, you know, we'll talk a little bit when we come back. Actually, very briefly, let's just talk about royalties very briefly. You're the artist. You're the author. You're the show host. I mean, listen, somebody advertises on the program, I'm not getting 50% of the advertising.
That's right. I assume you work through a syndicate.
I do.
You syndicate, yeah. And, you know, one of the things we argue in the book is to teach people how to actually self-syndicate so that they can keep a larger percentage of both the local spots on the radio as well as the corporate spots, so that they generate more of the revenue instead of giving up a percentage of that to the syndicate. Now, of course, the syndicate does a lot of work for you, Tony, and they're, you know, we're not arguing against using syndicates. Again, what Be the Media is trying to show is here's a way to build up your revenue base and your listener base so that when, you know, it gets to the point where you have 50 or 100 affiliates, you're now in the national spot market, which makes you a lot more valuable.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. David Matheson, again, my guest. We're talking about independent, being truly independent and hopefully profitable. We'll get to that on the other side. Feel free to join us. Use the Access Communications toll-free number. We'll be back on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is
Tony Truppiano. Call Tony now, 888-900-9966 on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
He's loud, proud, and liberal. Tony Trupiano.
Following Terry Schiavo's death, DeLay released a statement warning that, quote, the time will come for the men responsible for this to answer for their behavior.
You are a sick, sick person.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
22 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Michigan Talk Radio Network. Tony Trupiano with you. You've got the toll-free number. My guest again is David Matheson. He's just about to come out with a brand new book, Be the Media, still targeted for June 05?
That's correct, Tony.
All right. And, of course, you'll let us know, and we'll have you back on when it's actually out.
Sure.
Absolutely do that. Let me ask you a question. I think one of the challenges, I mean, David, let's stop and think about, just since November 2004, we've seen blogs just absolutely go through the ceiling. I mean, they're everywhere. We've seen RSS feeds, a new technology, go through the ceiling. We've seen an ability to reach out to people exponentially get larger and larger and larger as the days and months go on. We're not talking years here. We're talking, we could measure this in days. With that said, you know, one of the greatest challenges to a true indie is, how do I get my stuff out there? How do I distribute it? How do I find, you know, the proper outlets? Can you help us with that?
Absolutely. You know, there's probably a lot of listeners out there who've got a song in them. There's musicians, there's bands out there. There are probably a lot of your listeners considering or have maybe previously written books, or, you know, independent filmmakers that are just trying to say, well, you know, I really want to get my message out there. How can I do it cheaply and inexpensively? And let me tell you, there has never been a better time to create content inexpensively and widely, I mean globally, distribute your content at costs approaching zero. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what's happening in radio. You know, there's podcasting now and there's internet radio. It's really inexpensive to get content out there. And the same thing is true. A real revolution is happening in the print market, you know, in everything from self-publishing books to print on demand. And, you know, this even extends. People think, well, you can say that about print media and radio media, but it's never going to happen in film. But let me tell you, the last few years, there has been a digital revolution in movie making that's changing not only how movies are made, but also which movies are made and who makes them, because of not only the infrastructure and inertia of the major Hollywood studios, but everything you brought up, you know, the inexpensive digital video cameras and the to create content, and the internet as a distribution mechanism. This is a great time for independent artists to be alive.
Yeah, and by the way, and it certainly bears, especially those that are the movie making mindset. I've been going to independent film festivals for years, and I've seen some amazing movies that have been made off somebody's credit card. That's how they financed them.
Exactly right. You know, one of the things about me, Be the Media, that I was very, very cautious. I wanted to make sure that we had experts in every field contributing the chapter. So this book isn't by David Matheson. I've really compiled it. My expertise is in syndication. You brought up RSS feeds. We'll talk a little bit about that. And the internet. My background is all related to distribution of content to global partners, really large publishers such as Reuters and Dow Jones and the Financial Times, and getting their content out to big subscribers like Yahoo and AOL and MSN. But we also brought in experts on every chapter. So, for example, how to create a micro-budget film was contributed by a man named Peter Broderick, who really inspired, you know, getting back to what you said, he inspired, through a number of different articles and companies, the micro-budget film movement in the mid-90s. Then, of course, he found, wow, now we've got all of these digital films, but there's still a chokehold over distribution. You know, how do we get our message out in the theaters if only if the top 70% of screens are controlled by just seven companies? So now he's working on, and he's contributed content into the book Be the Media on how to actually get your micro-budget film distributed and viewed by a number of customers. And you're absolutely right about the credit card. Some successful digital features have been made for under $1,000. You know, we've got a thriller which is now in home video and on television distribution in the U.S. called The Last Broadcast. That was made on a digital video camera and a desktop computer on only a $900 budget.
Well, and it's more than possible. It's happening. So for those of you that are skeptical, throw your skepticism away. It is happening. You mentioned in the book market, print on demand. My first book I wrote was with a major publisher. major publisher that went under. Ask how much I actually got of my royalties. You're right, zero.
Yeah.
You know, because they claimed financial hardship, they filed, and then that was the end of it. The second book I did, print-on-demand book. And I'll be honest with you, David, I don't sell a lot of them, but every 6 months I get a nice little check, and all I did was write a book and have it published.
That's it, Tony. Let me give your listeners a little bit of advice if they want to publish a book. The real goal is control your content. And number two, you know, the second message here is increase your margins at every possible point you can. Remember to continue to increase your margins. So if you go the traditional route, here's the problem. Tony just mentioned one. You know, your publisher may go out of business. Number two, 99% of authors get just 7 to 15% of their royalties. Everybody gets paid except the author, the one who does all the work. And it turns out the facts are less than 1% of writers make more than $50,000 a year.
Yeah, I read that, I read that in the article that you sent me, and that just blew me away, David.
Yeah, and these are facts. I mean, these are well-known facts. So the reality today is, if you know, it used to be that there was a stigma attached to self-publishing. But if you ask me, the stigma is really attached to people who go through a mainstream publisher because you're letting people know that you've given up 90% of your royalties. And you don't need to do that anymore. The reason we used to do that was because we counted on them for marketing and editing and getting the title together and the cover and distributing, most importantly, distributing the book. But these days, authors can go out there, and when I say increase your margins, here's a couple of ways to do it. So any of your listeners who are authors out there, get your pens ready, because here's a couple of tips for you. If you really want to self-publish your book, here's a way to get a larger audience. Go out on the Internet, find all those affinity groups that may want to purchase this book, and try and get as many advance sales as possible. The bigger the number of your advance sales, the lower your print costs when you go to the printer. Now, printing and fulfillment are going to take up a large percentage of your costs as independent authors. So another thing we do in Be the Media is we show you a number of ways to lower your costs so that you increase your margins. And independent authors, like you, Tony, with your self-published book, you're finding that, you know, if printer costs used to be between $5 and $7 a book and your fulfillment cost was maybe $3 or $4 a book, you can now, if you do an e-book, you can eliminate the majority of the costs of the book.
Yeah, and
so
again,
your margins increase. Now imagine selling this on your website and having it as a downloadable ebook. The only cost to you is a 3% credit card transaction, possibly, because there's no distribution cost, there's no printing cost, there's no fulfillment cost. Now you've got a 97% margin. So in the old way, you used to go with a mainstream conglomerate and counted on them for distribution, but you'd only get 7% of sales. Now, in the new way, you may have a smaller audience, but you'll be keeping a larger percentage of your royalties.
Well, and again, in my case, you know, over 3 years, I've sold very quietly 15,000 books. Now, that's not in the bigger picture. Over 3 years, not a big deal. But you know what? It's my money.
It's your money, and it's residual income, and you can continually update it. And again, one of the things you're doing very successfully that Be the Media is trying to teach people is, you've got a book out there, you've got a radio show, you've got your consulting business. You are a prime example of where people need to be, that they need to understand that they need as many platforms as possible, because now Tony Truppiano Show is reaching people in their cars and in their homes and in their offices through the radio, but you're also catching them with your book and you're also catching them with your consulting business.
David Matheson, very quickly before we run out of time here, let's talk a little bit about, you know, newspapers, television, cable, because we haven't touched on those at all. Can you be independent and actually infiltrate those markets?
It's becoming easier, but the difficulty is, you know, especially in television, broadcast television, you know, over 79% of commercial TV stations are affiliated with one of the top seven networks. Now, people who are old enough, I may be dating myself, but, you know, in 1977, 12 of the top 20 suppliers were independent production companies like Mary Tyler Moore, and people probably remember the name Aaron Spelling and Laura Marr. But, you know, Congress eliminated the financial syndication rules in 1995, and independent programs now only account for 4 hours on prime time. So it's really difficult in both television and in cable. It, you know, at minimum, it will cost you about $100 million if you want to launch a new cable channel. And that is really, really, you know, shocking. A $100 million barrier to entry, to me, is something that the United States of America should not justify. So it's harder. But the point, again, that we make in the book is that there are plenty of outlets for your show, for your television show, and we'll get into newspapers as well. But, you know, what you want to do, again, is we're trying to teach people to start small and build up a core audience and do it as inexpensively as possible so that you can work out your kinks and get your message right, start to slowly build an audience, and you'll also build a portfolio of content so that when you do, or if you do have the opportunity to hit one of the television broadcast networks or cable channels with a concept for a show, you already proved to them that you've got an audience, therefore you're proving that there may be advertisers out there that will sponsor the show. So, you know, and ways to do that is start small, start local, and go out to your local public access station. You can easily create, there are plenty of tools that they have to both create the show and edit the show and also publish the show.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg. Again, the book is going to be entitled and will be out in June, Be the Media. And, of course, we'll have David Matheson back on when it comes out. How do people get in touch with you, David, if they're interested in getting more information?
The best way to get more information is going to my website, which is www.bethemedia.com. That's BETHEMEDIA.com. And my last message, Tony, is it's important to realize that this isn't limited to progressives or conservatives or book publishing or radio shows. This is a core American value, such as freedom of speech, the press, and that communication is a fundamental human right. And I hope all your listeners out there will take the opportunity to try to get their messages out there.
Now, I've always had great affection for that thing, that old lady we call the First Amendment. So, David Matheson, you and I are definitely aligned there. I'll look forward to having you back on in a few weeks.
Thank you so much, Tony.
David Matheson, once again, go to www.bethemedia.com, bethemedia.com. A quick break here. When we come back, we will be joined by Michigan State Representative Marie Donegan. Good news coming from the state Dems. We'll talk about that in just a few. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Powerful people maneuver for position and worry endlessly about
Tony Trupiano. Call Tony now, 888-900-9966 on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.